I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Come fly. Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I am so happy you're with us this hour, and I want to remind you, if you haven't tuned in yet, to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, syndicated by Biz TV. You can go to biztv.com and you can sign up to be part of the Biz Club that gets you into the archived video of just about every show that's syndicated by Biz TV, including mine, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. We reach over 40 million households nationwide in about 35 television markets, including some of the very biggest radio and TV markets that we're in. But if you've got Roku, go to Roku, R-O-K-U, and scroll down till you find Biz TV, B-I-Z TV, and once you do, look for Sundays, 5 p.m. Eastern time, or whatever time zone you are anywhere in the world, and you'll be able to keep up with us. Isn't that nice? And once you join Biz Club at biztv.com, that'll give you access to Biz VOD, V-O-D, Video On Demand. We've now got 17 shows that are out there and building. So we are busy as bandits now into season two. How do you like that one, fellas? And the next show that will be the next new show coming up soon. It's either this, well, I guess it's next weekend you'll be hearing it. Next Sunday you'll be seeing it. It's called Monkeys, Macaws, and Manatees. You are going to love this. We shot it while we were in Costa Rica and Florida. And I have to tell you, you want to talk about, my mother used to tell people who were making funny faces they were making monkey shines. Wait till you see these monkey shines on the faces of real monkeys. Meantime, you know, I have long been convinced, although this is not true in all cases, that there is one of those funny chromosomes. You know how they used to do the bubbles? They put a bubble on an X chromosome or a Y chromosome to tell you it was carrying a certain trait. I know for sure that on every male's Y chromosome, which is what makes them a male, there is a little bubble that the characteristic associated with it is not the color of hair or eyes or skin or height or whatever. It is specifically related to being interested in all things automotive. Now, there are many women who have this on one of their X genes. I think it may be a recessive quality for most, although there are some that are up to their necks in their interest in cars. But I've never met a guy who wasn't interested in cars, seeing cars, being where cars are, talking about cars, learning about cars, and getting behind the wheel of a car. With particular admiration, respect, and affection for unique, antique, and classic cars, and everything associated with the mystique, panache, elan of rallies and races and adventures that involve automobiles. There is currently an event going on in the U.S. called Drive Home 4. It's the number 4. And we're going to be talking with the vice chair of the American Automotive Trust, David Madeira, about the Drive Home 4 that's going on right now. And he's actually at a rally right now, so we might get some of the good ambient sound associated with that, that I know are going to rev up the engines of, for sure, a lot of guys, and I hope a lot of women as well. And we're going to do that right after this.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
On the line with me is David Madeira, Vice Chair of American Automotive Trust, who is up to his neck in an event called the Drive Home 4. Where are you exactly in America right now, David?
I don't know exactly where I am, Stephanie.
But that we makes are two of us. I don't know where I am either.
Well, that's good. And we'll get along just fine. I'm somewhere in between Mooresville, North Carolina, and headed to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And why are you there?
Well, on the drive home, we had the opportunity to be hosted by the Penske Racing team today at their facility, and to see that and have lunch. And now we're heading to Charlotte because our partner Shell Oil wants to do a rally event there for us with AutoZone.
What is AutoZone?
AutoZone is a large chain of like a NAPA or an O'Reilly's for automotive parts and accessories.
I had an uncle who, by the way, my executive producer is nodding his head with, you know, complete identification with everything you just said, while most of it went over my head.
Okay.
Only proving that business about the that gene that's on the Y chromosome.
There you go.
So I had an uncle.
You've all the different, Stephanie.
Yes. My uncle started a company called Standard Auto Parts in Baltimore.
Oh.
Did you ever hear of it?
Yeah, I used to live out that way.
Where'd you live?
I used to live in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, not that far away. Yeah, and yeah. I remember when I was little, he had, you know, one small shop, and then they grew, and he had a number of, I can't tell you how many, you know, stores he had, you know, at the height of the company, but I remember one of them was like the size of a supermarket. And we got stuck years ago driving back from Florida, somewhere in North Carolina. And the Buick dealer did not have the part that was needed. We lost the brakes. We had been in Florida for 6 months. I was a little girl. We were living down there. And the salt air ate out the brake linings. And the brakes failed in the hills of North Carolina. And we were going downhill, down this really steep hill with no brakes, and managed to get into town and off to a garage there, a Buick dealer, who didn't have the part. And my uncle, we called him, and he took it down to the Greyhound bus station, and they put it on the Greyhound bus, and we had it 12 hours later. So
yeah, that, you know, that is one of the things about rallies like this, long-distance rallies, tours and all that, you're going to inevitably suffer breakdowns or accidents, and you find people who help you along the way, or small shops get the parts, and we have our own share of that, and that's part of what creates the stories and makes it interesting.
What kind of cars are in this rally?
Well, we are sitting in a 1957 Ford Ranchero pickup truck. And we're free sharing all pickup trucks this year because the American manufacturers are shifting to pickups and SUVs and eliminating sedans. And we are running this trip out of Texas up to Detroit, and we figured it was truck country. So we've got a 62 Ford F-100, a 62 International Harvester Travelette, the 57 Ranchero, and a 55 Chevy. And then we've got some high-performance Jeep Cherokee from John Hennessy along with us, and another one from Tommy Pike Customs, where we were this morning in Greenville, South Carolina.
That car that broke down that we were driving in North Carolina many moons ago was a 1952 Buick Century. Wait a minute. Was the Century the top of the line? What was the top of the line?
No, I don't think it was.
No, I think the Century was a smaller one.
Right.
Roadmaster. A Buick Roadmaster.
Roadmaster. Yep.
Yeah, I grew up in General Motors cars.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, and the rest of my mother's family, they were all into Fords. And sadly, I have a cousin who had one of those first Studebakers with the, you didn't know if it was coming forward or backward. The car was really ahead of its time. And I had, my cousin Jerry had what was that car, Mark? What was Jerry's car that he always regrets he sold? A Thunderbird that had those little windows in a porthole windows that in a roof that came off. We got to take a quick commercial break and come back. We have a lot to talk about. If you're into cars, stick with me, people. And if you're not, stay anyway. Don't leave me. We'll be right back. The little red trapper was right behind.
Ah, Curacao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curacao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curacao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curacao.com and visit Curacao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curacao.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been CNN for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the phone David Madeira, Vice Chair of American Automotive Trust and the Drive Home 4. Is it 4 because this is your fourth year doing this drive?
That's right. We do it from different parts of the country. The first year from our base, America's Car Museum in Tacoma, Washington, largest museum and auto museum in the country. And then the second year, we ran from Boston down the coast to D.C. and over to Detroit. Last year, we drove from Miami north, and this year from Houston.
How many cars participate? How many are participating this year as compared to the first, second, and third years?
Well, the first this year we have 4 that I'll call officials that are running the whole distance, and then we have some coming in and out from John Hennessy and Tommy Pike Customs and Joey Logano, the NASCAR racer, and then sometimes people will just bring their cars out and join us along the way. Last year, a guy rode over 300 miles with us in his car.
Wow. What's the oldest car in the group?
This year it would be the 55 Chevrolet. Last year was a 1917 National, so it's a big open car.
Wow.
I'm sorry, not 1917 Crane Simplex open car that had belonged to John D. Rockefeller.
Really?
Yeah.
He knew how to live. That man knew how to live.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
and
he
didn't
fool around.
Newport, where he had it at his mansion, and around New York City and Boston, and we didn't drive it the whole 2,000 miles that we ran, but we gave it a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, we have a car that we got in 1978 when it was a classic car. It's now considered an antique, but it's an amazing car in that you get it up to 55 miles an hour, and suddenly you're doing close to 80, and you had nothing to do with it. It just takes off on its own. It's got its own spirit, and it's like a stallion. I love going out in it because on far too many occasions I have had very funny experiences because the car is right-hand drive. It's a British car. It has right-hand drive. And, you know, in the days when people used CBs and my husband was in our other car behind us, you know those bumper stickers that say my other car is a Rolls?
Right.
Well, our other car is a Rolls. Oh, actually, it's a Bentley, but at the time it was part of the Rolls-Royce, you know, family of equipment that was automotive equipment that was built by that company. And I remember in the day when there were CBs, my husband telling me that there were people laughing their sides off because look at that car going down the road and there's no driver. That was me. I was driving it, but it was the right-hand drive, so it looked like, you know, I was the passenger and not, you know, where was the driver? But the most fun was taking it out shopping and pulling into the supermarket shopping center and coming out of the bakery and passing a guy as I'm getting into the car who says, "What a gorgeous, majestic lady." And I answered, "Yeah, and the car's nice too." Regrettably, he was not talking about me. But
yeah, it's funny.
You know, when you go out in a stylish, collectible, classic or antique car, it is almost impossible to be unhappy. There is something exhilarating about getting into the car and particularly behind the wheel of something that is stylishly, classically gorgeous. And that it actually rolls along and moves. And
you're right about that. Getting behind the wheel is a great thing in a car like that.
But you were saying that people come out with their older cars and, you know, jump into the fray and, you know, like join the parade. America is unique that way, because if you go to other parts of the world and you've got a seriously snazzy car, people will throw rocks at you and jeer at you and be mean to you. And I know even when we take our car out and drive it around the county we live in, completely strange people in souped up cars, like, you know, barely into adulthood driving age, young people will pull up next to us and give us a thumbs up and a big smile. And everybody rejoices and has as much fun as we're having, which is so beautiful.
And that's part of the purpose of this drive, is to keep cars like that out on the road so that people see them and are aware of them and continue to enjoy them. And we bring the enjoyment that you just described to them. That's a big purpose of what we're doing.
So you started out where?
We started out at Shell Oil's Tech Center in Houston and went to Dallas, where we spent some time with John Hennessy Performance Cars. And then we made our way up through Oklahoma and Mississippi and Arkansas, or the other way around, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina. And we'll head tomorrow to Louisville, and then we'll make our way up through Indiana and Michigan into Detroit. We'll do about 2,700 travel miles, and we'll be well over 3,000 by the time we're done.
Well, I'm not surprised you said 2,700, because 27 is my lucky number, and it comes up all the time. All the time. My birthday is January 27th. So 27 and 127. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, we're almost there. I'll be 19 again. So, the start date was when?
Pardon?
When did
the
you
start
actually?
Date?
Yeah.
We had an event at Monte Cristo Cigars in Houston on the night of January 2nd, and then the drive started at Shell Oil on January 3rd. We will end the drive driving into Cobo Hall at the auto show in Detroit this Saturday, and the cars will go on display at the auto show. And we put them in dirty. All the new cars are there, and these cars will be in there with all the roads built on them, to let people know they've been driven and the cars are to be driven.
Oh, that's funny. that's very funny. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break and come back. And when we do, I've got a gajillion questions for you. So everybody stay with me, and we're going to learn more about the Drive Home 4 with David Madeira, the American Automotive Trust Vice Chair.
Don't leave Jerry in space, but today's not in the wicked days. A lot of guys try to get you, but she needs a little wild goose chase.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee. But
it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me David Madeira, Vice Chair of the American Automotive Trust, who is our spokesperson today for the Drive Home 4, the fourth year of a car rally of about 3,000 miles. Spectacular. You know, you're doing this at this, you're coming up from the south, which isn't, you know, that's not a bad thing to do in the wintertime. But you seem to be heading northward, and I'm just wondering how far north do you expect to go?
We'll make it.
Where is the end point?
Pardon?
You end up in Detroit?
Yeah, we end up driving down historic Woodward Avenue. We've done it every year, and we arrive at Cobo Hall and open the auto show.
Wow.
So last year we started from Miami. We thought it would be warm. It was 26 degrees. I was on a Triumph motorcycle and rode all the way to Detroit. It would never get over 45. And I thought, oh, man, I made this whole thing, and I'll ride into the city the next morning. And that night there was a blizzard, and I couldn't ride in.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we brought the cars in, but I didn't ride the motorcycle.
Yeah, but that was probably a really good decision on your part.
Yeah, my wife was happy with that choice.
The people... give me the number again for people who have just tuned in of cars that are officially signed into this.
Well, yeah, we have on the road four cars, a 57 Ford Ranchero, a 62 F-100, a 62 International Harvester Travelette, and a 55 Chevy pickup. They're all pickup trucks this year.
How do you like that? Wow. You must get people. We participated in a fundraising event for the Norman Rockwell Museum, where we live in Western Massachusetts in Berkshire County, and they did this thing where they brought in people from all over the place who have restored coaches and horses, and we were in a horse-drawn coach, and there were 16 coaches involved. And it was a spectacular event. The coach we were in was from like 1902 or something, fabulously restored. And local folks who, because it was hyped in the local newspapers and knew about it, came out with their lawn chairs along the route and were sitting there waiting for us to approach to wave and smile and take pictures as these 16 magnificent coaches with these amazing Cinderella-looking horses came through. I have to imagine you've got something similar happening in places along the route for you guys too, no?
Oh, yeah. Wherever we stop, people are coming out, and people will bring their cars out sometimes. 2 years ago when we went through Kansas City, we had a cold Sunday morning at a big coffee shop, and 150 cars came out.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the
chances? That hasn't happened so far this year, but... it does happen.
I don't know what it's called. Maybe let me check here with my executive producer. what's the name of that car cruising thing, rally something they do all summer long? They get together over that ice cream parlor's lot. Do you remember? There's something that goes on in Berkshire County, in Western Massachusetts, all summer long. People with cars of the vintage years, similar to these pickup trucks that are participating in the drive home for. And, you know, they all pull in this parking lot and, you know, have hot dogs and burgers and ice cream and whatever. And everybody oohs and ahs over everybody else's car.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, it's very cool. It really is. Really cool. And I just wondered, what are the chances that when you do the Drive Home 5, you might want to take a long cut through Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts and come see us?
Well, you never know. We'll be definitely be back sometime. We're talking about running from Alaska next year, and I'm trying to think about whether I do coast to coast and back to Detroit. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well,
but I'm a New Englander, so, you know, I want to come back.
From where?
I was born in Maine, grew up in Rhode Island.
Oh, go you. Well, we've got historic Route 20, honey.
Yeah, I know.
And historic Route 20 starts here in Massachusetts. And I'm told it starts somewhere else, actually. But you can pick it up in Massachusetts and take it all the way to Washington.
Yeah, I know. That ought to be done, right?
It really should be done. So may I be the one to plant that seed?
Yeah, you just did, didn't you?
Yeah, huh?
Good for you.
Well, and I'll tell you, there are places that would welcome the folks that participate with you and everybody here who, you know, here, when I say here, I don't just mean Massachusetts, I mean in America.
Right.
Would want to come to it because there are places like the grounds. Are you there? Grounds of, I know you're in a busy place. The grounds of the Norman Rockwell Museum, which has done anti-car things before, and other kinds of stuff. They certainly have the campus for it. And Chesterwood, the home of Daniel Chester French, who was the designer of a sculptor, although I am told that he had an Italian older man and his two sons who actually did the carving of the Lincoln in the chair that's in the Lincoln Memorial. He didn't design the actual Lincoln Memorial edifice, but the Lincoln in the chair was done by Daniel Chester French, who summered for more than 30 years at a place here in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, called Chesterwood. His studio is there. There's lots of acreage. And there have been I'm going to email you photos that my husband took when I got dragged around in the summer to see all these older cars, many of them American and a lot of them foreign cars that were antiques. And I don't know if there were any classic cars. I think they were mostly antique cars. And there were even antique fire engines, which were very cool. And so there's already a predisposition to what you're interested in here in Western Massachusetts.
Well, that's terrific, and I appreciate you telling me that, and definitely put that on my radar screen.
Well, it's a good idea if you really put some gasoline in the tank and put the pedal to the metal, and let me get some of my other good metaphors. Because, I think it would just be wonderful if you brought your bones out here.
Yeah.
That could be fun. So now,
well, I'd love to get back there. Yeah,
you're based in Tacoma, Washington.
Tacoma, Washington, where we built the largest automotive museum in America, called America's Car Museum. People can Google that.
How many vehicles are on display there?
Well, there are over 700 vehicles in the collection, and around 200 and some on display at any time. We rotate exhibits a great deal, and we bring in exhibits like from other collectors and put together different kinds of shows that, you know, are vehicles that aren't from our own collection.
How
we brought in the BMW Motorsports cars from the BMW Foundation that had a big show this summer.
We brought that entire collection out. We have been BMW dyed-in-the-wool people. That interest driven again, not by me.
I'm
very happy to be in a car that is secure and safe and comfortable and handles well in all kinds of road conditions. I mean, I love all of that, but further than that, I don't invest much time in studying. Although we have quite the library of books about classic cars in our house. Most of them are piled up on the coffee table so high you can't see over the top. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back because I want to talk with you about America's Car Museum a bit right after these important messages. Stay with me, everybody.
Thanks very much.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's real slow. Well, I know that you're in love with him because I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns 3 times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get 3 bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Mustang Sally.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You better slow your Mustang down.
People, you're not going to believe this. I have on the line with me David Madeira. He's the vice chair of the American Automotive Trust. He is up to his eye teeth in actually being part of the Drive Home 4, the fourth year of this car rally. And he's right now, we're hoping we don't lose cell service because he's on the road somewhere between Mooresville, North Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina. And when we started to talk about this, I didn't have, you know, I don't do a lot of research about my guests. I mean, I do enough to know that what they're involved in is something that would interest me. And if it interests me, I know it's going to interest my audience. But I don't need to dig out the questions. I just have to know what to ask. And I don't have to dig out the answers because my guest is going to know the answers. And if they don't know the answers, they can tell me. Nobody ever asked me that. Or, well, things have changed. I better check. And then we'll invite them to come back with the answer. But when you, David, got to the part where you started talking about America's Car Museum, and then you mentioned Tacoma. I'm thinking in my head, that sounds so familiar. So during the commercial break, I went to sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And what did I put into the search box here? I put in America's Car Museum Tacoma. And guess what? Do you know a guy named Scott Keller from LeMay, America's Car Museum in Tacoma?
Yeah, he works for me. He's our curator.
I did an interview with him. Did you know that? In 2012.
No, I didn't.
And you said it opened in 2012. So that interview must have been shortly. It was in February. It aired February 5th, 2012 on Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And I'm reading this from the results on our website when I just did the search. Now, if I clicked on that, it'll give me what hour he was on, because we're a three-hour show, both Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411. Okay, he was in hour three, and you click on hour three, and you can listen to the archived audio of the interview either in Windows Media format or MP3 format. How about that?
That's pretty funny. Yeah, Scott works for me. He's the curator of the museum, and you talked to him in February, and it opened in June.
Okay. Well, we were out there giving people a heads up.
Good for you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I have his title here as Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, LeMay-America's Car Museum, Tacoma, Washington.
And, yes, he was. And then when we opened the museum made him curator, and I have a marketing manager, Ashley, who you may or may not have spoken with in setting this up.
And I have here the website LeMay, L-E-M-A-Y, museum.org, for more information.
Yep.
And we actually have in our forums, and there's a photo gallery that's set up. So people, go to sabrams.com and put in America's Car Museum Tacoma, because I just put in America's Car Museum and I got all that stuff in Hershey, Pennsylvania that we did with the Antique Automobile Association folks. And so I put in Tacoma, and then your stuff came up. How about that?
And they can also search. Thank you for that plug. And they can also search on Hemmings right now, every day. Hemmings.com is, there's an article, a blog about the drive. There's an update. There's photos. And we have a website. They can just search the drive home, and there'll be films from the past drives home and updates and photos and videos of what's going on now.
Very cool. That is very cool. So where is the America's Car Museum in Tacoma located? Is it in the actual, like, a downtown area kind of a thing? Or
yes, it is. It's right at the heart of the harbor and right off of Interstate 5. It's about 20 minutes from SeaTac Airport out of Seattle. And,
oh, that's great.
It's a 165,000-square-foot building and four stories of show fields, 12 galleries, you name it. Quite something. We're proud of it.
What's the oldest car there?
The oldest original is 1906 or 7 Ford Model N.
N is a Nancy?
And then...
is that a Ford N is a Nancy?
Yes. Now we have a 1912 standard electric, which is an open like a carriage with a tiller to steer by.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what I love about cars from, I'm going to say, the 50s onward, for about 10 or 15 years? There were some yummy colors out there. You know,
yeah, the international, you're right, and the international travelette that's traveling with us right now, you would love, because it's aqua blue.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. That Bugatti that I was talking with you about, I don't think we talked about it on the air. If you go to Prince Rainier's Automotive Museum in Monte Carlo, and when you go to, it's not in Monte Carlo, it's in Monaco. Monte Carlo is the part at the foot of the cliffs down where the harbor is. You go up on the mountaintop there, and that's where the city is, where the cathedral is, where both Prince Rainier and Princess Grace are buried. They're interred in the floor of the cathedral there. And there's a great restaurant up there. I think it's called Benoit. There's lots of good food there. But anyway, the Bugatti that Isadora Duncan got killed in when it was, you know, an open vehicle and her long scarf around her neck got strung around the spokes of the wheel as the car was driving fast, and it choked her to death. I mean, it's a real terrible story. But that car is, there are Bugattis that are, I don't know if it's that car or the ones just like it, are in that museum in Monaco, and it's that marvelous, wonderful aqua color. But the powder blues and the aquas and the finish on them are amazing. Do you know we've run out of time, and I'm really sick over it, because I'd love to talk to you another 5 or 6 hours. But this is the end of today's show, and you
Thank
and I
you,
are going to have to talk more.
It was fun to speak with you, and I appreciate your plugging for us for the drive home and the museum, and I appreciate your enthusiasm. So thank you so much.
The pleasure is all mine. Stay on the line. We'll talk as we go into the top of the hour news. Everybody else, come back next week. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.